Welcome to the Limitless Mindset Podcast. My name is Blake Clark, and I am the founder and visionary of Limitless Real Estate and also the team lead of the Clark team. My goal with this podcast is to show you that your possibilities are truly limitless with the right mindset and outlook on life. On this podcast, you're going to hear from not only myself, but also other members within our brokerage, as well as my team. And we're going to be discussing all things real estate, mindset, goal setting, and what it takes to build a good business and succeed in life. Thanks so much for joining us and welcome. All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Limitless Mindset Podcast. Thanks so much for joining me today. Bright and early, you guys are probably listening to this on a Monday morning, and hopefully you guys are absolutely ready to dominate your day, dominate your week. Here we are, guys. We are wrapping up the year 2022. We are coming to an end, rolling into 2023. And I hope you guys haven't been wasting time. I hope you guys have been putting in a lot of thought, a lot of energy, a lot of effort, and a lot of planning into how you guys plan on maximizing your guys' productivity, maximizing your guys' life, maximizing your guys' fitness, maximizing everything you guys possibly can rolling into 2023, because you guys deserve it. Guys, today I want to talk about something that is super important, and I want to talk about these things that I personally focus on these every day. These are at the forefront of what I do. And I call them the three pillars. These three things right here are the core of, in my opinion, what every successful person has to have. If you're missing one of these things, it's going to be really hard to operate at a true high self level, your maximum potential that you guys have right now. So the three things I want to talk about today, guys, are going to be your guys' mentality, your physical fitness, your appearance, your overall well-being from there, and your guys' financial situation. The financial, those are the pillars. So mentality, physical, financial. So diving right into this, guys, first and foremost, you guys have to have a strong mindset and a strong mentality. Life is going to throw a lot of really hard shit at you guys. You guys have probably experienced it. We have all had those times where, man, we thought the world was going to end, right? Especially if you guys are in business or you guys are an entrepreneur, you guys know what I'm talking about. All the curveballs that get thrown at you guys might be on a, you know, emotional high, right? High roller coaster. Things are going well. And then something happens in your guys' business. Something guys happens in your guys' personal life. Could be something you guys did to yourself. Could be something that happened externally that had completely, was out of your guys' control. It doesn't matter, but you guys get what I'm talking about. The world is going to throw things at you guys. The world also, in my opinion, you guys have heard me talk about this before, loves to keep people down. I call it basically the average, right? Everybody, the world, if you guys look at, we're put into this little box, right? From the time we're in school age, everybody tells you what to do, when to do it, at what time to do it. Society has this system. You go to work, you work an 8 to 5, 9 to 5, whatever it is. It doesn't really coach people or give people the ability to have true free autonomy with their time. So you guys have to have a strong mindset, because anytime you guys are pushing to do anything big, you guys are going to have to understand that you're going to have people that are naturally going to try to pull you down. You guys have all probably heard it, right? It's called the crab in a bucket analogy. As you try to crawl your way out of this bucket, we call it the low level bucket of life, a bunch of crabs in there, right? Try to crawl your way out. What do? If you guys ever seen that analogy, you guys have seen where you grab a crab and you try to pull it out, a bunch of other crabs hold onto it. That's why they call it the crab in a bucket analogy. Well, guys, that's kind of what happens to you, is you guys try to elevate throughout life and you guys are working to push yourselves out of your current situation. You're looking to elevate and improve your life. Naturally, the people around you and your guys' circle are going to try to pull you down. They're not going to understand you. They're not going to understand your goals. They're not going to understand your guys' dreams. They're not going to understand why the hell you guys are trying to do what you're trying to do and why you guys are trying to improve your life. It's easier for them to pull you down and keep them where they're at than for you to elevate, because when you elevate, it's going to force people around you to really look in the mirror and say, man, why am I not elevating with him, right? What is he doing that I'm not doing? And it really points out their flaws and imperfections, which is why people love to pull people back down with them, because it makes them feel good about themselves instead of seeing somebody, you know, elevate ahead of them. So you guys have to have a strong mental mindset. This is one of the hardest things to have, guys. I get it. You know, especially in society right now, I feel like we're in this really, I don't know if what I would call it, a weird transitional time, right? We've got the introduction of social media in the last, you know, decade. We didn't have that before. I know when I was a kid growing up, we didn't have that. And unfortunately, I think it breeds a lot of comparison. You guys see a lot of people on social media posting their highlight reels. They're never really posting the struggles. They're not posting the challenges they're having in life, right? They might have a really shitty 24 hours a day, but they're only showing you, you know, 23 hours, but only showing you that 1 hour that went great on social media, making it appear that they had 23 hours of great. And as you guys know, that's just not true sometimes for people. So it's super important to have a morning routine, guys, to get your guys' mindset right and make sure that you guys have that positive self-talk going on. we are our worst critics on ourselves, right? You guys right now, you probably get it. You wake up in the morning right now, you guys probably tell yourselves all the time, all these negative things, you know, I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I don't look good enough. I just don't deserve this. You guys get it. We've all been there. We all have the negative self-talk in our head, which is why it is super important to make sure you guys are building up a super strong mindset to offset this negative self-talk that we give ourselves every day. If every day you're waking up and the first thing you're telling yourself is, here's a bad day. I'm not looking forward to it. I'm not excited for the today. I'm not smart enough to do this. Maybe you have a big presentation at work. Maybe you're taking a higher calculated risk in your business. I can't do this. I'm not, guys, what do you think your results are going to be? What are you telling yourself right now? Would you guys tolerate, let's say you guys had a really close friend, you guys had a best friend, and your best friend every day is just telling you how much you suck. Your best friend every day is telling you how bad you are at things. Your best friend every day, no matter how good of a mood you're trying to be in, is constantly bringing you down. Are you guys going to continue to be friends with that person? I'm going to guess probably not. I know I wouldn't. So the thing is why are you guys talking to yourself this way as well? Why are you guys putting up with this from yourself? Why are you guys talking down upon yourselves, right? So this is why I talk about it's so important to have a strong mental mindset. You guys have to have tools in your guys' tool belt that you know how to pull yourself out. One of the things you guys have heard me talk about is having an absolutely dominating morning routine. It doesn't matter what gets thrown your way. It doesn't matter how you wake up, how you feel. You guys have a routine that you know works for you that's going to set you guys off in a positive outcome, right? For me, every day, it's getting up early. You guys have to start your day off on the right, and you guys have to start your day off giving time back to yourself before you guys can give to the world. If you guys wake up and you start giving to the world without giving any time to yourself, you guys are going to burn out. This is why I talk about the importance of getting up early and taking 2 to 3 hours of your day to really focus on yourself, do some reading, do some reflecting, maybe do some journaling, write out your guys' goals for the day. You guys need to start doing these things, doing these tasks, doing these daily things that are going to get you guys motivated and excited and looking forward to the day, because guys, it doesn't always come naturally first thing in the morning when you wake up. The second pillar I want to talk about is your guys' physical appearance and your guys' fitness. If you guys aren't happy with your presence, you guys are never going to be happy being present. You guys are never going to be present if you can't be happy with your guys' presence. If you guys are in front of people and you're constantly in the back of the mind thinking, knowing that you don't look good, you look down, you're not happy with your body. Maybe you guys got a gut. I've been there. We all got those dad bods you guys got to work on. If you guys aren't happy with it, you guys are not going to be at the highest level of confidence if you guys aren't comfortable with yourself and you don't have a good physical appearance, especially in the sales industry when you guys are face to face with a lot of people, customer service, face to face with a lot of people. If you guys aren't comfortable with how you look, if you guys aren't in good shape, if you guys aren't dialed in, if your fitness isn't optimized, if you guys aren't eating the right foods, maybe you guys are eating like shit every day. I've been there myself. You guys are waking up feeling like crap. Your energy is at an all-time low. How do you guys expect to put the energy? How do you guys expect to put the resources out there that are going to make you guys be absolutely dominating and have people want to work with you and have people want to look forward to you? It's impossible, guys. You're never going to find anybody that is truly, truly successful but has an absolutely garbage physical fitness, physical appearance, guys. Yeah, they may be successful on some level, but I guarantee you there's something in their mind that basically wishes they were in a better shape. Their confidence is going to be a little bit lower because they don't walk in and they're not proud of the way they look when they walk into a room. This is super important, guys. This is why I talk about part of my morning routine is getting up and it's working out. I'm going to share something with you guys. When I was in my early 20s, when I was in my teens, actually, I used to, had jobs that were very labor intensive. You guys have heard me talk about it. I was doing anything from cleaning airplanes. I was picking melons in fields. I was an order filler for a while. I did underground utilities, construction. I was always active and moving around quite a bit, guys. Then I ended up getting my desk job. I was super sedentary. I would sit in the same chair all day for 8-9 hours a day. When I got my first sales job, I was not active. I wasn't really going to the gym and working out. And I put on a shit ton of weight, guys. I'm 6'5". I carry a tall frame, but I got up to 285, almost 290 pounds, guys. Was not happy. I was carrying on a ton of extra weight. I wasn't comfortable in my own skin when I go to, pool parties or I go to swimming, and I wouldn't even want to take my shirt off because I wasn't happy with the way that I looked. I'd look in the mirror every day, first thing in the morning when I wake up and before I hop in the shower, and guys, I'd just be disgusted with myself. I wouldn't like what I saw in the mirror, Guys, it killed my confidence. That negative self-talk starts kicking in, man. I don't like that. You start picking yourself apart. And this is what I'm talking about is you guys need to be proud of what you guys see in the mirror. When you guys wake up, if you're not happy with your body, if your physical appearance is off, if you're running out of energy, if you guys are super low, you guys cannot. It is impossible to operate at peak performance for yourself. It starts with you and it starts with your body. you guys need to understand your body's a vessel, right? You guys, that's the only body you guys are going to get for the rest of your guys' life. The time you spend on this planet is your guys' body. You guys have to take care of it. You have to feel good. There's things you guys can do. For example, you know, like I said, when I was overweight, I was drinking soda. I was eating pizza. I was eating burgers. I wasn't working out. And I was fatigued, guys. You know, I couldn't friggin' damn near wasn't going to be running a mile. That's for sure. Cause I just couldn't do it. I was out of breath all the time. I woke up tired. I felt like shit. I had indigestion all the time. You know, guys, I can't tell you how important it was for me to actually decide to make that decision to turn around and get my life and get myself back in shape. You know, this is what I'm talking about. When you guys are waking up feeling like shit every day and you guys aren't happy with how you see in the mirror, your physical appearance, it's going to be really hard to have a high level of confidence. When you guys walk into a room, you want people to look at you and they want people to feel your guys' damn confidence. You guys want to be a very confident individual. And it starts with your guys' appearance because that's the first thing that people see. But secondly, it starts with you guys looking in the mirror and being proud of what you guys see, being proud of the body that you guys created, working out, staying in physical shape, especially as we age, especially as we get older, especially as your guys' businesses continue to grow, stress adds on. You guys are going to need an outlet to get rid of that in a healthy and positive manner, which is why you guys got to really dial in that fitness. The third thing I want to talk about, guys, is the financial situation. Society loves to tell people today it's a bad thing to make money. Everywhere you guys look, be humble, be this, be that, don't brag. I'm gonna tell you guys something. You have to be successful before you can be humble. You can't be humble and be, you can't be fucking broke and be humble, right? You have to be successful. Well, to be successful, you guys have to learn how to make money and you guys have to learn how to utilize money as a positive benefit. Now, I hear a lot of people these days talk about money's not the, you know, happiness. Money's not the root of all happiness. You know, all you guys hear money's the root of evil, all the bullshit, favorite cliche quotes and sayings people throw out there. I'm going to tell you guys right now, it's complete bullshit. Here's the thing. The thing about money, guys, is money is a bridge to get to where it is you guys want to go. Money is a bridge to opportunities, and you guys need to start looking at it that way. You guys have heard my stories. I talked about in a previous podcast, the rungs on the ladder, right? The goals that I achieved from buying my first truck to, you know, buying my first house to buying my Lambo to buying my dream house, all the things, right? All those things took money. Those were all rungs on the ladder. I personally, as you guys have heard, I'm a car guy. I love, I guess if you want to call it a materialistic item, I could give two shits about wearing fancy clothes. You know, I wear friggin' jeans. I wear Chuck Taylors all the time and a flat bill hat. You guys see, I don't spend a whole lot of money on jewelry. I don't wear that stuff. It's just not me. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but I do love my cars. I do love my house. So I spend money on those things, right? So those would be probably as close to the material items as I like. And guys, I love them, right? Those things drive me and it takes a lot of money to afford the things that I personally like. Maybe you're somebody that's not material. Maybe you are somebody who, you know, you make 80K a year, 90K a year. You don't really care about making more money, but what you want to do is buy back more of your time. So what's more important to you is making more money quickly. So maybe instead of taking 12 months to make 80K, you guys want to make 80K in 1 month or 2 months and, you know, have 10, 11 months off the rest of the year. That's okay, but it's going to take more money to get there, guys. You guys got to focus on being money motivated to earn that amount of money in that short of a time, right? Shrinking that window down on the time it makes you to make that money to buy yourself time back. Maybe you guys are a super charitable person. Maybe you're somebody that just loves to give your money away. You guys love to donate. You guys like to help causes. You guys like to donate to the needy, you know, whatever it is, donate to your church. Guys, how are you going to sit there and look yourself in the mirror and say money's not important? And then on the other hand, say, I love to donate. I love to help people. I love to be charitable. How the hell can you do that without money, guys? Donate your time? Well, that's true. But if you have more money, you can not only donate your time, but you could donate more resources and leverage more things to help more people in need. The more money you have, the more opportunities you can create, the more you could donate, the more families you can help. So you guys really need to change your relationship with money and don't let this bullshit society tell you any different. I guarantee you, if you go to somebody right now that says money's not important, offer to cut them a check for $5 million, I highly doubt they're going to turn down that $5 million. They're going to take that money and do with it as they may, whether that means they're material and they buy a car, even though they said they don't appreciate money, right? Although they're going to take that money and they might go, you know, take a few vacations, maybe take a year off, maybe potentially retire early and buy their time back, or maybe they're going to go donate it to their favorite charity. It doesn't matter. They're all going to find a way to utilize that money, even though they say that money's not important to them. So don't let society right now, especially society right now that we are in, where they like to tell people to be humble, you don't need things, be a minimalist, all this other bullshit that people say. Guys, you need money. Money is going to create an opportunity for you to do more of whatever it is that you guys love to do, okay? And there's nothing wrong with that. One analogy that I love to use, guys, is And somebody had told me this, I can't remember who, so, you know, don't quote me on it. But when I heard this, it made total sense to me. Ultimately, we are all counting down the days until the time that we eventually pass and we leave this earth, right? So what that means is if you equate your time right now, every dollar you guys, or every time you guys have, every minute that goes by is worth something. For those of you guys that say money's not important, then why do you get up and go to work every day, right? Obviously, you have to make money. You got to pay bills. But I would challenge you to start thinking about things this way. Let's say you guys were on your deathbed. Let's say it was the last day. Maybe you guys found out you had some kind of terminal illness. Maybe it was just age. You guys are in your 80s, 90s, and you guys are on your deathbed. Your family's all around you, and you wish you had one more day left. What would you pay to have that one more day left with your family? One, two more days, three more days. What would your time be worth if you can buy back a day? How much money would you be willing to pay to get an extra day or two with your loved ones or your family? I'm going to guess that is not going to be $20, right? $20 an hour, whatever you guys are making, $15 an hour, 30 bucks an hour. I don't know about you guys, but my time is worth way more money. Every hour that I take away from my family working, it better be worth as much money as possible, because my time is worth way more than just 15 or 20 bucks an hour. My time is worth way more than the bare minimum. For those of you guys that love your time, you guys love your time freedom. You're going to need to make a shit ton of money to leverage resources to buy your time back to give you that freedom. You're going to need to make a shit ton of money to reinvest, to throw off passive income for you guys to buy, right? You guys are going to need to make a shit ton of money to hire people to do tasks for you guys to buy your time back to give you your freedom. One way or another, no matter how you guys want to carve it, no matter what your goals look like, whatever you're driven by, like we talked about, having more time, having more material items, potentially retiring early, being charitable and donating, all of that, the more money you make, the more you can have of that. So you guys need to stop looking at money as being a bad thing. So again, guys, these are the three pillars that you guys really need to be focusing on to improve the quality of your guys' life. Again, your mentality is going to be first and foremost. You have to have that mindset right. That's going to come before everything. Getting your physical fitness and appearance in shape. You guys cannot operate at your true peak performance if you guys are waking up feeling like shit, if you guys are looking in the mirror and not proud of what you guys see, if you guys are walking into a room full of people and you're unconfident, if you guys don't like, you know, what you look every day. Like, you guys have to dial that in, and that is really easy to do. It just starts with a commitment to have a better health and actually put in the work and work out. It doesn't cost you guys really any money. And then thirdly, focus on your guys' financial situation, right? You guys always need to be working on climbing the financial ladder, making more money, looking for that next opportunity that's going to potentially earn you guys more, and stop having a negative stigma around making more money, because more money is going to be the bridge to more opportunities for you guys and doing more of whatever it is you guys love to do. Hopefully this is helpful for you guys. I wanted to give you guys a little bit of direction. You guys have to have all three. You will never reach a true high self level of accomplishment if you guys do not have all three of those pillars. One pillar is missing and you guys are riding on two. You guys are not operating on peak performance. As always, guys, hopefully you have an amazing week. Let's get out there. Let's dominate. Let's finish the year out strong. Let's crush it, guys. If you guys found value in today's episode, I ask that you guys share this with anybody that you think may benefit from hearing this. Obviously, I do this for free. I do this to help you guys. I do this to help, obviously, impact other people that are looking to grow and scale and improve their life. So all I ask is that you guys do share this with somebody that you think it could help and benefit. I greatly appreciate it.